The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio station. It's Thursday, however, so it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
It's Clark and Clark. It's Clark and Clark this morning. So we welcome you. It's 43 degrees in our studio in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 66 and a low of 43. Mostly sunny, partly cloudy this evening on Friday. Sunny, 69 and a low of 48. On Saturday, sunny with a high of 70, Saturday night, 48 low. And on Sunday, a high of 74, warming right up, and Sunday night, a low of 49. Monday, high of 73, a low of 40, and looking like sunshine throughout the next week or so. So that's good. We've had a little rain. It'll give it a chance to soak in, and spring is coming. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, if Carl's listening, I do want to say we have lids on our coffee cups.
Yes.
Because we're in the new studio now, and he's a pretty much a big stickler about us having open containers. It's like you can't have open alcohol containers in the car. You can't have open containers in Carl's studio.
And the alcohol isn't in the studio. It's
that's
in
right.
The car. No.
That's right. We're not drinking alcohol, Carl, and we have lids on our coffee cups.
And so we're all set to go. So, Sharon, it's been a while.
Gosh. I was here with you last Thursday, but we had a guest, and so we didn't really get to catch up. But
I know. So what's going on in Sharon's life?
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see. I got to go see my daughter in San Luis Obispo a couple weeks ago, and that was amazing. And though whenever I go see her, you know, they call it SLO, San Luis Obispo. That's the acronym is SLO.
Oh, okay.
It's usually like so much, it's like sunny and great weather, and I go to the beach with her, and I literally drove 9 hours for exactly the same weather.
So it was like, rainy and icky.
It was 56 degrees in Reading, and it was 56 degrees there. And usually I go and I get like this little break from the weather and get to go to the beach with her and hang out in the sunshine, and that didn't happen. But we had a blast.
Yeah.
So
it's always good to get together with family and catch up and they grow up, don't they?
Oh my gosh, yes.
They become
adults.
My
kids are doing amazing, and I'll tell you, you know, I've been busy working. I'm, you know, back in the saddle at work. I had a key person resign, and so I'm kind of taking over that role for now, deciding what I want to do. So my darn job's getting in the way of my traveling. So I really haven't been going that many places. You know, I don't want to fly anywhere. I kind of want to, you know, keep a handle on the business and everything. So.
Stay close to it. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That happens. You know, and I think, and the weather kind of slows us down. I've had some really great opportunities lately to spend time with my son. Mm-hmm. You know, my youngest grandson is into cattle cutting. And
that's
so
on the horse, right?
With the horse, right. He has this fancy horse and he cuts up, and it's really quite a fun thing that he's gotten into. But it gives me an opportunity a lot of times to just kind of hang out with my son watching that, mm-hmm. and just chat and catch up and spend some time together, which we haven't done, you know, for a while.
Right.
He lives in Jackson and you know, everybody's busy with their job and what have you, but been great to kind of catch up and see what kind of an adult they've grown
mm-hmm.
into.
And especially boys, I think it's easier to connect when you're like doing an activity. You know, daughters, you can call up and be like, so what's up in your life? What's going on? Boys are, you know, more, that's a more comfortable environment to kind of hear stuff.
Well, you know, it's good because actually Rick calls on a regular basis. He lives in Jackson, works in Elk Grove.
Mm-hmm.
So he has commute time.
Okay,
and that's good.
So he kills some time by calling you.
Exactly. Yeah. So as he's going back and forth, except when he has the early shift. I mean, I don't hear from him when he's going at 7 o'clock.
Well, you probably wouldn't answer.
I don't want to hear from him.
as we've discussed, the Clarks are not morning people except for Carl on Thursday mornings.
That's exactly right.
We're up at 7. We're just not on duty at 7.
No, we're not actually up at 7
I am.
Either.
I get up about retired. 8. You're retired.
Yeah, I'm retired. Yeah. That's right. So this is my great effort for Carl on Thursday mornings to get up and be at the Sunshine.
So Trish, crazy news cycle this week. Okay, so I've just been obsessed with this college cheating scandal thing. I mean, obsessed. Because, I mean, Lori Loughlin, who's, you know, from Full House and all this, like America's Sweetheart on, you know, Lifetime television.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that she and her husband paid $500,000 for their daughters to get into USC. I mean, so the younger daughter was on a yacht with the, like, dean of students of USC when this whole thing came down. And so she's now home. But, I mean, just watching this thing go down and who got caught up in it and that they could get on a – they got into USC because they said they were rowers. They were crew.
Yeah.
And they never rowed a boat. Yeah, they never had crew in their life. I mean, it's just crazy the things that – I mean, and there's more coming out of it as we speak, you know.
You know what I'm finding exciting is that – that some of this stuff is coming about the with the liberal left. I mean, with the it's not all the white that you know
the white privilege
that, the white
yeah.
privilege
yeah.
right you know people conservative people that are doing all this stuff, and they keep nailing these people that are really you know
Hollywood
crowd, the ones. So and you know the sad part of that whole thing is that by doing that it keeps children who are qualified from getting in.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many admissions each semester.
Right.
And when you load it up at the top with all these people who aren't there because they deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever like the we have to have the minority population. We have this. I think you go to college because you can make the grades and fit the criteria.
Mm-hmm. Apparently the sports still have a little bit of leeway because that's how they got them in. Because sports, I guess, have a different expectation of grades and
well,
scores.
Well, exactly. But crew,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Oh my!
And there's rowing.
And then some of these kids. So what I wonder is, like, there's a young man that came out today. Who's in LA? His mother's a successful marketing exec. He took his ACT test in his bedroom. He was sick. Unbeknownst to him, his mother had a proctor take it somewhere else, gave this person a handwriting sample of the son. So they took his test and he got in. He just found out this week that he doesn't deserve to be there. So
how did he think he got to be there if they didn't take the test?
He took it in his bedroom. He was sick, and they let him take it in his bedroom. But his mother, worried that he was sick and he wouldn't do well, hired someone else to do it. So he came out today, you know, apologizing and saying, hey, I didn't know. I feel bad, you know.
How would that make you feel? Your mother's
oh my gosh.
Mother thinks I'm so stupid.
And by the way,
I can't pass the test.
Yes. And then you've got, you know, 2.5 years in, you're passing all your classes, you're doing the work. So the colleges probably don't want to kick these kids out if they've, I mean, they are doing what they need to do. I mean, and so I think it's really, I mean, some of these relationships are going to be fractured between these parents who bought their kids' way in without their kids' knowledge. And meanwhile, the kids are doing, you know, if they're – I mean, one of the gals was, like, in a sorority, like, volunteering at a tutoring workshop, and her mother here has, you know, and it's just – and so I thought to myself, when Trump grounded the Boeing 737s, I thought these people were so glad something else took over the news cycle yesterday because, you know, the publicists are like, please let us be knocked to the bottom of the news cycle. We need something else to happen. So
yeah.
our clients are out of the top of the news cycle because, you know, that was just taking over everything. It was a slow news day for a couple days.
Yeah, that is. No, education and the whole system that we have with that is, of course, I'm not sure in this day and age, I wouldn't want my children in the college being taught what they're teaching them.
Well, I mean, it is true.
The liberal.
Okay, I have to interject because it's very, very liberal. And when you mention this sports, because my daughter played softball and she played at Sarah Lawrence College in New York.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she didn't play on that type of scholarship. She actually got in on financial aid. But when these privileged, you know, parents get their kids in, they take the spot for someone who earned that.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's exactly right.
And they could have taken all that money and got their kid a tutor.
Absolutely. or not got in.
That's right.
And figured it out like everybody else
yep,
does.
Absolutely. I mean, it is. And I think we're going to hear more and more of this. And as, and I didn't even think about your perspective, Trish, that these, it does seem to be more of a liberal, so far, the people that, that we've known who they are that are coming out.
Well, that's the Hollywood crowd,
yeah,
of
yeah,
course. And 90% of them are in that, you know, I am Hollywood and therefore you owe me everything and I'm special and that's that whole attitude and they're all on the liberal side. And unfortunately, our colleges are overrun, by, you know, the liberal bend of things. Taking a long time to get there, but that's why we've got all these kids coming out thinking that the world is going to end tomorrow and all of those things. And we've got
to
take a break, and then we're going
to
come right back.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk more about that.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
All right, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And we're joined in the studio right now by one of my very favorite people, Wade Riggs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so nice to see you guys.
Yeah. Something really exciting going here that we're going to break on news talk radio this morning.
Oh, my goodness. It's been crazy. I've gone like on an hour and a half sleep from last night. What we did is last night my wife and I we get this email that my son who's a senior in high school, that his portraits are available for purchase. The problem is that one picture, small, is $70, and that if you want the package, it could cost you a little over $500. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me! This is ridiculous because fortunately, my wife and I we can afford it, but the thing is, we know based on the fact that I've lived in this county for so many years that over 50% of the kids in this county live below the poverty line. And there's no – I mean, they can't afford a ridiculous sum like that.
Some of them aren't even going to be able to afford the $70 for the little bit.
My first car was $500.
I know. I mean, yeah. And crazy. So we thought about it and thought, well, what can we do? And my wife and I discussed it, and we said, well, why don't we reach out to some of the venues that we work with in our regular business and see if one of them will lend us their ballroom for one day at the beginning of the school year, and then reach out to some of the local photographers that we know and see if one of them will, or a group of them will come together and volunteer their time for one day.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we set up the ballroom for these photographers, and that any student in any school within Shasta County who has an ID card that shows that they're a senior, of course, can come by and get a graduation photo taken at no charge. And I posted this, and I have to admit, I posted this out of anger, because mm-hmm. I was just mad. But then I was on a rant. And my wife, bless her, she's like, honey, think about what you're posting before you post
right.
it. Never post in anger or yeah. if you've had a glass of wine.
Exactly. And read it a couple of times. Let it rest before you do it and come back to it.
But I got to tell you, the reason I haven't slept much last night is because I have been so excited because this county does what this county does. And that is when they see an injustice or they see something that just isn't right, this county comes together. I love Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Incredible.
I have been contacted by Reading School of the Arts contacted us and said, hey, you can use our campus at no charge to do this. Sheraton Hotel, Sheraton contacted us and said, hey, you can have our ballroom all day, no charge.
Wow.
I have been contacted by photographers like Michael Burke, who is phenomenal.
Oh, I love Mike. Great
yeah.
guy.
Mike mm-hmm. contacts me and says, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gotten so many posts from photographers and people wanting to volunteer and say, hey, I'm in. Let's do this mm-hmm. for the kids. And I am just overwhelmed by, the amount of people that have said, hey, I want to volunteer. I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that needed to be addressed, and I just happened to be the one that got mad last night.
Well, you posted out of passion.
I
sometimes it's posting out of passion, maybe not anger, but so let me get this straight. So had your son already taken the photo?
He'd already taken the photo.
So they came and took it, and they said, now if you want it, you've got to pay $70 to get a copy
yes.
of it.
And the thing is, what they do is they keep sending you these emails, and they say, and one of the emails said, act now before this photo goes away forever. comments like that.
You wouldn't really have a copy of his senior picture. If you didn't pay the $70, you wouldn't have a copy to put
no.
on the wall and frame, and you wouldn't have anything to.
Now,
not.
Are they going to yeah. be in the yearbook if you don't buy one?
Well, we've got to, that's, and somebody brought that point up, that we need to make sure that they're taken within, within the guidelines of the yearbook to be mm-hmm. accepted by the yearbook. So we're going to have to, we're going to reach out to the schools, and we're not trying to cut the schools out, okay? We're just trying to make sure that every child who has worked their backside off
right.
to
be graduating from
to
high
graduate.
School.
If they walk that stage, I don't care how much their parents make, they should be able to afford to have a senior portrait that they can take and keep and cherish for the rest mm-hmm. of their lives. Because, to most people, senior portrait is nothing. But to every kid that graduates, it's important. It's important.
It is. For sure. 12 years of education and sacrifice and pride and everything else that goes into that day.
It's a badge of honor.
Absolutely.
And that they've earned. And it's amazing how many people have posted on my Facebook page their frustrations over the packages, and some of them saying, I wish I could have gotten a senior portrait, but my family couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Next year, next year's graduating class, there will be no child who doesn't have a senior portrait because his family can't afford it.
That's awesome.
So the packets are – the schools really don't make any money off of the packages, do
yeah,
they?
I'm not,
I think that there's
sure.
photographers involved who have a contract with the schools to do that.
I believe, you know, and I don't want to – I'm speaking out of ignorance here because I hadn't really researched it. But somebody had posted that the schools send it out to bid. And so these national photography companies are getting these bids and not our own local photographers. And I got to tell you, there's, you know, I know most of the photographers in this town, and they don't charge these outrageous sums, you know. And I've seen people like Mike Burke give away as much as he makes to take care of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've heard of some schools too that let you submit your own photo.
Yeah,
you know that yeah. that they do
because
get more
I know
creative.
There's a photographer in town that has done graduation photos for
right.
years, really nice packages and what have you, and then they. You take that one and submit it to the school if you don't go through the national
right.
thing that where they
but
do.
But still,
them.
That costs. So this would
but,
be.
And, but
yeah,
that, that,
yes,
and,
you've
but,
have
and that was expensive. But that's for people that could afford
and
to do that.
It used to be, you know, if you couldn't afford the photos, you know, you would go down to Sears or to Kmart, you know, places like that. You know,
And they don't even do those anymore, as
those
far as I know.
Even,
right.
You know,
right.
those are gone.
Yeah.
You know, so as the opportunities decrease, you know, it seems like these prices increase,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's supply and demand, you know.
For
and
sure.
the problem is when on the supply and demand type issue, you know, the ones that get hurt are the people with less economic means. And that is just, to me, it's unfair. It's unfair. You know, I grew up poor. You know, I grew up where all we had was potato soup at times.
Oh, gosh, I got the D package. Remember when you used to go?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I was lucky if I – remember you could get, like, the bad package you went to school, and it was like I got, like, the class photo. Like, you got, the D package. Like,
yeah,
I mean, my family couldn't
deal,
afford
but,
to
know,
get
it,
a
it's
big...
changed so much since we were kids, mm-hmm. you know, and even then it was affordable even to lower-income families. Now, you know, I mean, give me a break. $500 for a school package of photos, $70 for one?
Well, and then by the time they rent their gowns and all the other things that they have to to go through the graduation ceremony, I know a lot of the kids that in the lower part, they can't afford to go through the process and pay for the gowns and the pictures and all that it takes to, which just should be part of graduating.
Agreed. Agreed. No child.
So
no
if you need some place in the South County, you can use Frontier Senior Center.
Well, thank you so much.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
You know, and it's, you know, and like I said, it's been amazing, you know, because I think that this is a story that has touched a lot of people, because a lot of people may have been affected by this but never spoke out, or they felt that frustration. And we're seeing it now because, you know, people are saying, hey, this is crazy. You know, I don't know if the prices have spiked a lot in the last year, but I'm, you know, the outpouring of frustration and support have just been unbelievable.
Well, now, you know, somebody listening wants to get involved. How can they do that? How can they reach you?
They can reach us on our Facebook page.
Okay.
My name is Wade Riggs, R-I-G-G-S. You can reach me on Facebook. You can just message me mm-hmm. if you want to volunteer or if you want some more information. We'll set up a Facebook page specifically for this, and we'll get that information out. And once we secure the venue and get more photographers online and the date set, we'll let everybody
know.
Yeah,
and we'll make sure you can maybe call in and tell Carl and Linda when
you
get all that going, because there may be someone listening who has a youngster too.
Absolutely.
Who is wanting to take advantage of this.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. I'm very excited about this. Very excited. And I want to thank all the people in Shasta County who have just reached out. My heart is so full this morning. Thank you.
Well, you know, Wade, I think a lot of times, and especially now, this community has been hit by so much in the recent months with the fires and the storms, and we're stretched to a limit. And now you've got so many kids who've got many things that have happened to their family and family members. And this can be like that final blow. Just, are you kidding me? Now I'm graduating and I can't afford, you know. So
yeah,
you
there's a lot of kids that don't even have anything right now because of the fires and everything else. And you're going to hit them with this. Give me
right.
a break.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Well, but, good you know, for you. I mean, sometimes it's great to get out there and rant about something and just get fired up. And
well, I've taken a page out of your book. That's right. Because I've heard you do some great rants.
She scares me sometimes. I just sit here quietly.
Well, but you know what? I mean, right's right and wrong is wrong. And, and when there's something that is so totally injustice just jumps out at you, then you got to speak out. And you're right. This community boy, they're there for you. I mean, they just, you get something going that's in the right direction for the right people, and this community will back you 100%.
Absolutely. You know, I feel truly blessed.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for stopping by and sharing with us this morning.
Thank
and
you.
Keep us in touch with what's going on. That's going to be great.
I will, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. Thanks, Wade.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them redo her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. It's Thursday.
Trish, I keep wanting to, like, correct you when you keep saying 96.5. I keep thinking you're making a mistake because I'm not used to you leading into that.
I know.
But we're on two frequencies
now. So I can remember.
Yes, it's so exciting. And people can stream us. We're
absolutely
on two frequencies. You just can't escape Clark and Clark.
There you go. It's
we're hunting you down.
Okay, so a while back when I was in the studio, we had a really great discussion with Joe Marino from Nurtured Nutrition. And part of what we kind of just touched on a little bit is the whole organic thing. So we said at the time we didn't have really enough time to go into that. So Joe's back this morning with his general manager, Chad, and we're going to talk organic.
What exactly
Welcome.
Does it mean? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So, Joe, tell us about organic.
Well, organic is a very important word if at first you're making the right choice of your food. If something is bad for you, the fact that it's organic isn't going to save you.
Right.
Organic chocolate.
Well, that's it's got its benefits. But there's some things that don't.
Well,
and,
yeah.
I'm going to make I probably shouldn't because I have to mention a brand name, but I'm going to make a good example. Did you know Spam is organic now?
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
still has preservatives. Applegate took it over. It still has preservatives. It's very highly processed, has sugar, lots of fat, more fat than you can imagine, overcooked, and it's considered organic.
Interesting.
So you said earlier that the organic has kind of become a buzzword.
Yeah.
And really doesn't mean what we thought it meant.
That's right. Not anymore. Well, first of all, Chad will explain to you, there's four stages of organic now. And one is the USDA 100% certified, and that's what it means. But then there's USDA certified organic. It doesn't say 100%. I believe, Chad, that could be 92%?
95.
Explain the other
one. So in its purest terms, let's start with the definition. A real organic product is what?
Well,
I mean,
first of all, it has
no preservatives, it has no... I mean, what is it? What does that mean?
No pesticides sprayed on it?
No, it's the growing process.
Yeah. Okay.
No pesticides. But if you just bought a piece of ground, you couldn't certify it as organic. It has to be tested for no chemicals for 3 consecutive years.
Okay. In the ground so that even though you're doing everything right, someone else could have put those chemicals in the ground before you.
Or you could be within range if it's windy from a farm that is, they have a crop duster, they're spraying, and it gets on yours too.
Okay.
There could be chemicals that are unwanted in the soil, which means then you can never be certified. You got to watch what kind of water you use, everything.
Okay.
But then again, after the crop is picked, and if it is 100% certified organic, can it be deemed less by process? Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, spraying it with something to keep the flies down, or using tap water rather than purified water, because it's still the reason you're putting water on it still takes nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not doing it through the root system. See, so the handling is important, but yet it's still going to be called organic. And then if it is certified organic but not 100%, that means it can be 5% not. Like, for instance, a waxed apple can be organic. Not in my book. Not in my place.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because does it matter if it has 5% chemicals or 90% chemicals? There's chemicals, right?
5% what are you going to tolerate?
That's right. Yeah.
I can make you a list that'll throw me off the air.
That's right.
So I think this is great because I have to admit that I don't eat organic. I mean, I'm not about that. I like to eat fresh vegetables and fruit and all that kind of stuff, but I really haven't gotten into that. And I've always said, oh, wait a minute. This is organic. That's organic. But look, it's got this and this and this in it. It says it's organic. You don't know what you're getting when you're getting organic. How do you know it's organic?
Well, you have to go by certification, and also you get to know the people you deal with. Some people you know are straight shooters. Some aren't. They hedge. But when they give you a margin of failure, then no matter what that person says, if they're falling into that margin like 95% organic, or what is the third level?
70.
70%. 30% not.
And that could be anything. That could be product, or it could be something in the soil, or spraying, or it could be any number of things
that
bring it down.
Yep.
Well, 30% that you wouldn't want. And that's 30% a lot.
Well, I think it's interesting too, like these buzzwords. You know, my daughter is gluten free, and so people, you know, gluten free is on stuff that was always gluten free. So there's buzzwords: gluten free, non fat, organic, something that never had fat. They put non fat on something that's never been had gluten in it. They put gluten-free because people think it's better for them.
You're so right,
it's
Linda.
All about selling.
You're absolutely right, because the first thing that happens after the board meeting is the advertising crew gets hold of the terms and uses it to their favor.
Gluten-free, non-fat, this and that and the other, you know, organic. No. And you think, oh, my gosh, this is good for my kids. I'm going to buy this cereal or whatever.
Maybe what they mean is it has gluten, but they're not charging you for it. The gluten is free.
The gluten's free. There you go.
So when someone comes into Orchard, everything in there is organic. So you've already done the vetting. We don't have to worry when we come in your door that it's 95 or 70%.
Well, okay. It's impossible to have 100%, but nothing is mislabeled.
Right. Okay.
And there's in no way that we accept like produce that could be organic on a good day. You know, it just, you can't. There's shipping laws that people don't understand. I mean, our organic laws are our department, USDA. How do we get organic produce from, you know, there's a lot of certification has to be done to get it from a foreign country. First of all, they won't even let it on the boat without spraying it because of the weird kind of spiders that we would
get. And there's a lot of organic stuff that comes in from Mexico. I've seen it at Safeway.
Mexico,
there's a lot of
Chile,
and you gotta wonder,
there's a lot of places. Yeah. And, what
and you
are
know
there
that, so bottom line, it really can't be organic. I mean, it really isn't
it can be.
Truly organic.
It can be, but you got to check the history. Now, like, for instance, I don't think we have any produce from China, do we?
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I mean, they just flat fool you. They don't care to have anything prudent or not processed or honest in labeling. They just care about getting it done. And so we don't buy that. There's no way to check on them.
So, Chad, talk a little bit about what you go through to be sure when you're marketing and looking for people who follow the whole organic thing.
Well, we have really great distributors out there that actually do most of the legwork for us. So they when our produce people order from these main distributors, they'll actually show everything that's they have like an organic list and they'll have a conventional list. So it's really easy to figure out what it is because they do all the legwork for us, and then the local farmers, we actually check up on them, you know, just to make sure they're actually doing everything right to our standards. So we'll actually drive out to their farm and take a look.
What percent of your produce comes from, like, local?
It's very little. It's probably, I mean, of course, right now is kind of a dead season for local. Once it's actually in season, maybe 20%, because there's not a lot of people in Shasta County that we can get through that's actually certified organic.
Okay.
They say they're organic, but then we ask, well, have you been certified by the state, the county? And they go, oh, no. I said, well, how long have you owned the land? Well, we just bought it. And I try to explain to them, well, it's...
Right. Here's the process.
Yeah, exactly. So if they get certification, yeah, we love local, but we just have to have... We have to be the gatekeepers.
Right.
So
that's awesome. So, I mean, it makes me feel good, you know, when consumers come into your location... that we can have confidence that you guys are doing this on the other side of things, that we don't have to think about it and worry about it.
That's right. Somebody has to be the food police. A lot of these guys aren't even lying when they're local or small. If you ask them to define organic, they honestly can't. So how do they know?
Well, and that was the point I said to you, because right now I see it every place. And I have people swear to me that they're eating organic. They're not eating anything. And then I look at something they're eating and I go, well, I don't know. I'm no expert, but I know if what I think is organic is true, then that can't be it because it's got this in it and that in it and this and that. And they go, well, yeah, but that can still be organic. I said, no, it can't.
What
does that mean? A word has meaning,
right?
Well, I could use examples of things that are organic by definition. That you don't want to eat.
Yeah. And so even the farmers markets, you know, if those are local farmers, they may not be, we're thinking when you go to the farmers market that that's all organic, but you're saying if they haven't owned the land and they haven't been certified and this and that, so
because,
we still don't really know.
Yeah, the term farmers market, that makes it sound it's right from the farm, it's got to be fresh. Yeah, but fresh isn't always good.
Right.
Well, but now, in reality, I mean, organic in a perfect world. People are still better off if they're eating fresh fruits and vegetables and preparing your own food at home as opposed to doing packaged everything and fast food.
Of course.
But, you know, I mean,
which tells you right there, organic is not the secret word. It's just a buzzword.
Right. But I mean, so the population is better off if you're at least making an effort to eat properly.
The more you're making fresh, even if there's some mistakes, it's a step up.
It's a step up from canned mac and cheese in a can and soup in a can. And if you're making your own soup with fresh things, you're way better off, even if it isn't 100% organic.
Yeah, I mean, they even have deep-fried Twinkies out there now. You know, how wrong can you go?
Exactly.
Like a contest.
I hear that. So we're going to come back with more of this conversation right after these breaks.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures. Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
And now back to our
show.
That
paycheck.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Stop me now.
If you want to
just say it.
Just give me a call.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And Sharon Clark and I are here visiting with Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition and Chad, the produce manager, or the manager, the general manager. And we're talking organic, all things organic, and learning that it ain't necessarily so.
Well, there's different stages of organic. Again, Chad's going to explain that. He does a better job. But it's not always the magic word.
Right.
First, there has to be somebody knowledgeable enough to know if that's what you should be eating to start with, if it's organic or not.
See? Right. Very so, Chad, tell it, explain the four stages.
Well, the four stages, so there's 100%. So that means everything from the growing process to the packaging process has been certified organic. And then, of course, there's the 95, which is the next one down. I have a little cheat sheet here. So all agriculture ingredients, except where specified on national list, there are at least 95% of the total ingredients are organic. And then 70% is the next one down. So that's actually 70 to 94%. That's such a tricky area on that one. And then there's less than 70%. So the only two that actually can put the USDA certified organic label on the front or even on the package is 100 or 95. The rest of them actually is they can notate it on the back with like an asterisk and showing you what's organic. So I always tell everybody that come in there or if they need help pointing out to something, always look at your ingredients on the back label because that will hands down tell you everything about your product.
So they can put organic even if they're one of those lower levels.
Yep.
They just do something on the back to explain what that means, but yes. A lot of us don't turn it around.
Yes.
Because we see the word organic and we're like, okay, we're
correct.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So the not organic can be a combination of pesticides, the water used on it, preservatives, sugars, can be anything.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It has to be listed on the package.
Yep.
So you look for that 100% USDA. If it isn't, then start reading your label and figure out what's in there that you don't want in your body.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things like salt and water. Of course, you cannot get organic, and that's not part of the process. So if it doesn't have the USDA symbol on it, always look it over and see what ingredients are actually the organic ingredients. So, and a lot of people don't realize on the ingredients list, the first ingredient in there, they do it by weight. So it's the highest amount that's in there. So if you have, say, garbanzo beans, you know, in juice and water, you know, it's probably have garbanzo beans, water, salt, and maybe they'll add some spices in there. So they do. So the first ingredient, of course, is going to be garbanzo beans. So you would definitely want that to be organic for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. The biggest part of it.
Yeah.
So and that's why I read labels is because when I turn a package over and the second ingredient it is salt, it goes back on the shelf because I have an issue with salt and that's why I started cooking for myself years and years ago and just don't do anything that comes off the shelf because it has too many preservatives and I find when I'm in Europe I can eat a lot more food.
Oh, for sure.
Without problems mm-hmm. because they don't expect their food to last forever. So it has a lot fewer preservatives. Everything is a lot fresher. I can eat foods that I just wouldn't get away with here. Because they don't, they just don't expect their food to last forever, and we do. But you take a loaf of bread and throw it on the counter, and it's still there 2 weeks later, and it's not moldy. That's really bad stuff.
Yes, you got that right. But the general public isn't going to be aware of all these things. That's why we have nutritional experts on duty. We can coach you. We can guide you because it's hard. It's hard to shop for the right thing. When money is involved, it's hard.
And it is, there's no question. We live in a very busy world. You can find all kinds, I mean, any kind of a meal that is prepared for you and a lot of times cheaper than you can put it together yourself. Not necessarily certainly better for you, but time is, you know, people get into throw the food on the table. We don't eat meals together. It's kind of a bad thing that we've put food. Isn't as big a part of our life as it used to be, but as a result of it, our kids are heavier. We have a major weight problem in the United States.
All the cancers.
Diabetes, yeah.
Yeah, all the things that come from that fast food mentality that we have of just throwing something on the table to eat.
I was reading an article recently on a doctor that was, you know, talking about whole foods and eating, you know, where you know where everything's coming from. And he said when patients come in to see him, he says, the most important part of your medical care starts in your kitchen with what you're eat with your diet. I mean, a lot of medical issues start with your diet. And so, you know, that's why people get cancer and these things. And what do? They go to no sugar. They, you know, they go to all kinds of dietary changes when you get really sick. And so why not start eating well and doing better, supporting, you know, our local business.
That's right. It's called prevention.
Orchard Nutrition. And and I mean, I encourage people to go in and see your store. It's beautiful. Everyone in there is always so friendly. And by the way,
oh, thank you.
Super helpful. And all the folks that work there seem to really enjoy their job. I always notice that. I've never been in there when someone's like in a bad mood or not helpful or not smiley. So everyone seems to really, it must be a nice place to work.
I love hearing that.
Yeah. I always feel, I mean, I've been in there. One of my girlfriends just told me to drink apple cider vinegar. It's good for your digestion. It's good for like probiotics. And so she actually ran in there and bought me some apple cider vinegar. But there's a lot of different ways to treat different ailments. And I know your staff's really helpful with a lot of that. So I encourage people to check it out if they haven't been in there.
Yeah, it's there's a lot. There's a whole lot, and a little guidance goes a long way to find the right thing for you. But there is thing. I use spam as an example. There's no way you can make that sound healthy.
There's no spam there in your
place. No, of course not. But it's labeled organic now.
Yeah.
And if you go online and type in that you want to see a list of preservatives, chemicals that can be in organic foods on the label, that are okayed.
It'll be surprising, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the, we've kind of beat this organic now. Tell us something more about some of the products, the local products that at your shop. I know that you have some local beef that is raised here.
Yes. Well, again, you get used to the people you deal with and you get to know, just like Chad mentioned, we go and visit some of the farms, we go visit some of the dealers, see how they take care of the product and what they do. And it's the same with beef. They can do all kind of tricks, you know, especially hormones. They can grow a cow in a third less time, but a third larger by using hormones. Well, that's a lot of profit. Mm-hmm. As 1 year sooner and 30% more weight. That's how they sell them. So we need people to get past that temptation, take less profit, and have the clean product.
Because we ingest the hormones then.
You betcha.
Then our youngsters are getting those. Mm-hmm.
Where's the tallest man in the world from right now? China? I think so. He's like 7 feet tall.
Really?
I used to go over there just to feel tall because everybody was so small. But since their economy got so much better, they're eating beef, their own beef. They're eating a lot of things that have these kind of secrets in them, chickens. In 9 weeks, they got a full-grown chicken for places, you know, like McDonald's and stuff like that. You get them in your system, you're going to have different-sized kids.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Now, your body grows a lot bigger, but not your heart. It still has to do the same job, but for a lot more area. Not healthy.
You know, we need to get back to the food pyramid, and I am a firm believer in moderation. I think that we have a hard time when we try to put ourselves on diets that limit. We can never eat this, or never eat that.
Moderation is a very valuable word.
I think so.
No matter what you're doing.
If you can, you know that you can't eat all the chocolate in the world you want, but a piece of chocolate once in a while is not going to hurt you. And actually, as you indicated, the dark chocolate, there's actually some benefits.
It's the same as anything else. Depends on the source and how it was prepared.
Yeah.
And what secrets they have that they don't want to tell you.
Yeah. And then sometimes you just have to eat something because it's just really good.
You also have to take your own makeup in mind. Everybody shouldn't be a vegetarian. Some people should. There's just different things your body needs depending on where your heritage is from.
You know, I think, and I think if you pay attention, your body will tell you whether you're in if you're doing the right thing for it.
Because absolutely.
If you're not, if you're eating foods that are not good for you, you feel sluggish and you don't have energy. And when you're doing all the good things and getting enough water, enough exercise and eating the right foods, your body's going to tell you that.
And you get used to those symptoms and learn how to tough through it if it's something you enjoy and you don't want to listen.
That's exactly right.
But you will pay down the line.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I always enjoy discussions with you. This is great. We came back and kind of hit on the organic a little better. Maybe some people out there today learn something. Read those labels. Just as you go into the market, pick it up and
get some help. We have help there that'll kind of keep you straight, because you're not going to understand everything on there. Some people will, but a lot of people won't. So get a little guidance. Just like a traffic cop.
Well, and then knowing that you guys are doing a lot of the work behind the scenes, that we can come in and just trust the process already.
Right.
You know, we're not having to go worry about going into like a big grocer here in town and not know all of that, where it comes from, Mexico and everything.
Right.
So,
and we do
I'm a lazy shopper, so I'd rather just go in and know that you guys already took care of it.
Yeah. All right. All right. Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
We've
got
for
a whole education on organic, and we're going to be right back the next hour after these messages.
Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Five Republicans expected to join all the Democrats in the Senate when they vote on a resolution to terminate President Trump's emergency declaration aimed at getting funding for a border wall. The president warns GOP senators a vote to oppose a declaration would be a bad vote.
Hoping to fend off a GOP revolt in the Senate, the president is urging senators to support his emergency declaration. He says it's a vote for border security and fighting drug trafficking.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A federal judge has now set a trial date for Roger Stone, the veteran Washington political consultant, to go on trial November 5th. Stone is accused of lying to Congress. Beto O'Rourke spending several days in Iowa following this morning's announcement that he is running for president.
This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us, that seeks to unite a very divided country.
It's not only all that snow that's making it difficult, if not impossible, to get around in parts of the Rockies and the plains.
We've got a broad area, 50 mile an hour or greater wind gusts, really stretching across the southern and central Rockies, into the high plains, Texas and New Mexico, all the way up to the Dakotas.
Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Brian Hurley, thousands of motorists have been stranded, numerous flight delays and cancellations. Nigerian authorities have halted search efforts a day after a school building collapsed with an unknown number of youngsters inside. The death toll is 8. Officials warn it could rise. Former U.S. Senator Birch Bayh has died. The Democrat who represented Indiana was 91 years old. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down about 25 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 7 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Having trouble with Facebook? Social networking site says it's well aware of the outages that struck its platforms. It's trying to tamp down any remaining problems.
The problems began yesterday afternoon and only showed real signs of recovery this morning. They meant core parts of the internet many people rely on every day to communicate were rendered mostly useless. Messages were left unreceived, Instagram posts unmade. Along with it, the world's second largest online advertiser lost tens of millions of dollars. Facebook has yet to offer an explanation as to what may have caused the problems, other than to rule out a specific type of cyber attack.
The BBC's Dave Lee. A suburb of Sao Paulo, Brazil, preparing to bury its dead while looking for reasons why two masked former students armed with a handgun, knives, axes, and crossbows killed 5 teens and 2 adults at a school before killing themselves as police moved in. News and analysis, townhall.com. The House poised to pass a non-binding resolution calling for the full release of the Mueller report.
Georgia Republican Rob Woodall says this is unnecessary.
Our Attorney General has already said he wants to make the entire thing available.
Texas Republican Michael Burgess.
It will provide no new benefit to the American people.
California Zoe Lofgren says it's critical that Congress and the public have access to the full report and background information.
If the President has nothing to hide, then he will also support this resolution.
Attorney General William Barr has said that he'd like to release as much of the report as is allowed by law.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The downturn in China's auto market worsened in January and February as an economic slowdown, along with a tariff standoff with Washington, chilled demand in the industry's biggest global market. To get on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down about 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. But it's Thursday, and it's so not Carl and Linda Bott, but Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
And we got the Clark and Clark show this morning, and we love doing that. One with an E and one without.
Those are the rich Clarks.
The ones with the E.
Yes. You can afford the extra letter, Trish.
There you go. Okay. So it's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 66, a low of 43, and mostly sunny. On Friday, sunny and a high of 69 and 45 in the evening, mostly clear. Again on Saturday, a high of 70 at Saturday night, 48. Kind of cloudy in the evenings, but mostly sunny for the rest of the week. A high of 74 on Sunday.
Ooh,
Monday, a high of 73. We're at least looking for some really nice weather here. You know how we do here. We're really cold, and then all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, it's 110.
Yeah, there's no
what happened?
We don't get fall, and we don't get spring.
Well, you know, we had a nice fall last year. We really did, and I'm hoping that we get a nice spring. It kind of eases into this and stays in that 70s for a while. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we still have in the studio Chad from Orchard Nutrition, who is going to talk to us about a food fair.
Health fair.
Yes, our health fair that we have. This is going to be our 10th year. And this year it's on May 18th. We usually in the past have had it in September, but it's a little cooler in May. So that's always a plus. And it's just 4 hours. We have it from 10 to 2. We have barbecue. We have a kids carnival that we do. We have about 60 different demos from, you know, food, supplements. We have a lot of different supplement companies that come down. You can talk to them, ask them questions. We'll have, you know, a couple of different radio stations there streaming it. So it's just a good time. You know, you can come down and enjoy, get some free swag and whatever else you need.
And learn more about, you know, we talked a little bit in the last hour about food. It's a real big part of your life. And if you learned a little bit more about what's good to put in your body and what isn't, and the supplements, those things, if you really learn a little bit more about that, you have to eat anyway. You might as well be doing it deliciously and nutritionally.
Yeah, hopefully it's delicious.
Yeah.
Well, and the supplements are a huge, like my doctors, I mean, here's the prescriptions you take and here's all the supplements I want you to take too. And probably it's important to know where your supplements come from.
Yeah.
As far as how those are made as well. I mean, we were talking last hour just about what organic means and where your food comes from. Supplements are probably the same, right?
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
Different brands that you can buy, you know, at Walmart, vitamin E, vitamin B, vitamin D, all these things versus what's naturally made.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a natural way you can extract things and there's an artificial way.
Mm-hmm.
And also, once again, always look at your other ingredients, especially on supplements. I mean, if the other ingredients outweigh the list of what's actually in there, you might want to just slowly put it back on the shelf and back away.
Yeah, exactly. That's a hard thing if you're going to get into that, because too much of anything can be as bad for you as not enough of it. So you need to be sure that the calcium that you're taking doesn't have vitamin D in it as well, and then you're taking vitamin D, and maybe you're getting too much vitamin D.
Yeah,
by the combination of what you're taking.
Yeah, I mean, I always say consult your doctor, because, you know, there's certain supplements that you can't take with prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, just you have to be really careful on what you take. I mean, you know, blood tests always help too, you know, so you know what you're deficient in. You know, your doctor can do that. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. You can't just walk in, think you need this and grab it, and you think it's going to be good for you.
Well, a friend will say, oh, gee, I've been taking this, and it really makes me feel good. So you just can't go out to the and grab a bottle of that and add it to your diet without finding out all the other things you're taking and how that mixes in with it.
Yeah.
And some of these vitamins, I mean, I remember news stories that your body doesn't even break it down enough to absorb any of it. You're taking it and you're not even getting everything in it because of the way it's manufactured. And so, I mean, I think I'm going to come to that, because I've been on a huge supplement. I take a ton of supplements and I love it. So that would be really fun for me to come. I've never been to it, so I think I will come and
it's fun.
Learn more about.
Yeah, there's stuff for the kids and stuff for the adults. And
it's on May 18th, and what are the hours again?
10 to 2.
10 to 2. So you can go down and you can have barbecue and what have you. So you can have lunch. Let's talk a little bit about that, too, because you guys have a great deli. And you can call and order a sandwich or a lunch.
Yeah, you can do it on our website, or you can do it from your phone. There's an app actually for it. And everything in our deli, except I think there's 3 meats and 1 cheese that's not certified organic. But it still meets our requirements, just because meat is really hard to get certified organic. So it's no nitrates, nitrites, hormones, hormones, steroids. You know, everything else, all the vegetables we use, 100% organic.
And so the app, there's the menu is there, so you can see what is available, and then you can just order it up and go pick it up.
Yep, you can make your own sandwich and have it ready to go, and when you come in, you can just pay, you can even pay on the app, too.
So, okay.
What are your hours there at the store?
We're open every day, 7 to 9.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, 7 days a week.
Yep, 7 days a week, so...
I mean, really, people could do all of their grocery shopping there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, there's you guys have a great selection of everything, really.
Yeah. We have produce, deli, meat, cheese.
Yeah. And it should be, you know, you think about it, you know, I mean, really, you know, and my grandmother used to do this and used to drive me nuts, but she would go to the store every few days because she wanted fresh things. And she would, like, every 3 or 4 days, she'd go to the store and pick things up. And really that, I mean, we should be going to the store once a week, because you shouldn't be buying stuff, vegetables that, like you were saying earlier, Trish, 2 weeks later, if your tomatoes are still, you know, perfectly ripe and there's not a mark on them, you got to wonder what they were sprayed with.
Well, there you go.
We should be going to the store weekly or every few days and getting the fresh produce and getting that fresh stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, better. I mean, most people, I don't think, that realize that it's probably actually, you know, you waste a little bit in gas, but you probably save a lot if you actually plan out your meals and actually shop every couple of days. Mm-hmm. You know, if you actually really think about it, instead of buying, you know,
the large quantities of.
Yeah. And sometimes I end up throwing stuff out, you know, because you're traveling, you're doing whatever, and you get busy. And yeah, so. And as I was saying, everybody in there is so nice and helpful. And sometimes I'm wandering the aisles and I have no clue. I mean, some of that stuff, and they're like, if you don't know, I mean, there's all kinds of crazy supplements and vitamins, and it's interesting to learn all about what everything does.
What I always like when I go in there, because I've learned that thing about not mixing things. And so I walk in and they ask the right questions to make me think of things that I didn't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say, okay, so I want this. And then they immediately come back with a, well, are you taking blah, 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 or have you, you know, and they start asking me all different kinds of questions about things and the first time it happened, I thought, well, why don't you just tell me what I want, you know?
Yeah.
But they need to have a little more information, and so that's really good.
And there's even, like, helpful soaps, and, I mean, you know, there's so many great things to shop for, so.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
And always very helpful. You can get things in bulk. I always go in, I like fresh honey. Mm-hmm. Locally grown honey and the oats and stuff like that I can get that are really fresh and ground.
And it goes back to supporting local business, too. And
for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody. I mean, we wouldn't have been here since, you know, 1982 without you guys. So it definitely helps.
That's great. Okay, so everybody remember the food fair. Mark that on your calendar so you go down and learn all about these supplements. You can have a whole bunch of people there that can answer the questions that we have about the supplements we should be adding to our diet. And I still say that the best thing for all of you is to prepare your own food and use fresh ingredients and try to stay away from all. I think the preservatives are killing this United States. I think that's where a lot of the disease comes, and our kids are growing. I mean, they've got diabetes at such a young age and all of these different things, and I just think that more natural eating would help solve a lot of that.
And, I put it in my calendar, Chuck.
And not only that, it's a good thing to get the family together to have a meal. If you flip it and have that conversation and put the cell phones away and actually find out what's going on in your family. That's my little homespun.
Okay.
Philosophy for today. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. And thanks so much, Chad, for sharing with us.
No, thank you. I appreciate your guys' time.
Thank you.
March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime, because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and LoveYourPetExpo.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Love that song. Here we go. You're doing great music with the, or great with the music in there, Sue. I love those lead-ins.
Thank you.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's Thursday. It's the Clark and Clark Show. Sue, why don't we give us a traffic update? We've got all kinds of road construction and stuff going on out there.
We do. We do have road construction on Interstate 5. If you are heading north, we've had traffic this past week getting backed up at different locations, especially if you're heading north of Interstate 5. If you're near Lakehead, also on 299, closer to Lewiston and Deloma, we have areas that are down to one-lane traffic. If you're heading south, also 273, it looks like there are some sites on southbound 273. They have alternating lane closures. So, once again, if you are traveling, they're doing quite a bit of road work. And there are quite a few potholes in the city of Reading they're trying to fix after the recent storms. So just be careful and look out for road work.
You know, and I would just say to people that, when we've got these conditions, we've got a lot of trees that are down still, so a lot of areas where they're trying to clean up that road debris, slow down. If you come up on and the traffic is kind of slow, instead of trying to weave your way through it and scare me to death, I happen to be out in my motorhome for the last few days, and people are just crazy.
Really, Trish?
I mean, you're going along. Okay, so I'm towing, so I have to be 55, okay? And I'm doing that, much against my better judgment, but I'm doing it because I'm towing. And I'm down the freeway, and these cars come in between me and a truck. They come up in front of me, around another car, in and around a truck. And my first thing is to step on the gas and just go chase them down and just slap them. I mean, they
work for CHP when you need them. I always see those people.
Absolutely.
And
then when I finally get into that next little town and what have you, I pull up right behind the idiot. I mean, it's like 3 seconds
you're
ahead
right.
of me.
You're like, oh.
And almost killed 50 people.
Yes, that got you there so much sooner than me.
Yeah. And I want to jump out and say that to them. You know, like, you didn't beat me by much.
I always think that, too. I'm like, yes, how did that work for you? We're both stuck at the same red light.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess caution. And I have to tell you that I have a lead foot. So the people are out there and go, yeah, she's got a lot of room to talk. Because sometimes I am doing a little bit.
And we both have personalized plates that say our last names on them.
Yes, we do. And my first name is on. My last name
is
yours.
What does yours say?
Trish C.
Oh, Trish C. Okay.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people, including the nice policeman in Anderson who waved their finger at me from time to time.
We both drive red cars with personalized plates.
Yeah. We're hard to miss in traffic.
That's right.
Anyway, so we don't have any guests in the studio right now, so Sharon and I are going to continue.
What kind of trouble can we get into here?
Well, I have to ask you because I know that you're not crazy about it when I get into it to, you know, kind of national,
too much politics.
National politics at this
you
point.
You scare me.
Well, no, this is easy stuff. You got to admit that some of the Democrats that are coming out right now, I'm kind of enjoying the role of Nancy Pelosi up there trying to corral this new herd of junior congressmen because she just can't seem to get a handle on controlling those young ladies, and I have to laugh. They are really coming up with some great stuff, and you have to have picked up on some of that.
Well,
Sharon.
this what AOC or what do they call her?
Yes.
Is it AOC?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. I read about her green bill or whatever, and her fiance she got an email for him, and she's living in a high rise, a great place to live, and then meanwhile, pandering to people who are low income, and yeah.
There's a great video out that talks about a conspiracy theory about how some of these. New congressmen were elected. And it makes so much sense. I have no idea whether there's any truth to it, and there probably isn't. Except that it explains a lot. Because the theory is that she and several of these other ones that were elected are not actually congressmen. They did like a roll call thing, and they did a film, you know, they casting. They put out a call.
A casting call.
And they had people apply. And if they looked like they could sell the product, then they were coached, and then they ran for these different districts, and they were elected. And it makes so much sense to believe that, because if she's got her notes in front of her and is speaking and has been coached on a subject, then she's got the information and she goes. But boy, get her off point, and she has I sit and listen, and sometimes she gets it done, and I go, did she really say that? And what exactly did she say? Because she didn't make any sense for 20 minutes. She went off about, capitalism. capitalism.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did see something where she said capitalism.
And she kept talking about, well, it's all about capital, and it's all about, and it's capital, and it's about capital, and at the end of it, and it's, well, that's what capitalism is. And, I mean, the guy that was interviewing her has got this blank look in his face, like, what did she just say? So anyway, this whole theory about that she was cast in that role and that she really...
Well, she's very charismatic. I mean, she's very charismatic when she's on point. So I can see
but
that.
But when she's not on point, mm-hmm. she just rattles, and it's like they call it occasionally cortex, and they've got all kinds of fun names. But anyway, Andrew Klavan, who is one of my, I like to watch him, his podcasts, and he said, well, that conspiracy theory, he said, that's just politics. He said, that is what's happening, and then the whole goal of this movement that they've got going, according to this tape, is that they're going to take over the government with these imposters that are all coached by this particular thing. Well, I think that's what Saul Alinsky did, and all of the people that are in there. I don't think that's a conspiracy. I think that's just politics.
Well, and I do think you're right. I do think they prop up the candidate who they think can win. You know, I mean, special interest groups and everybody else, they prop up the person who's got the look, who's got nothing bad in their past that's going to come up right away, who they think people will vote for. I do think they put the money behind who you think you can prop up. I mean,
well, and then that leads you to wonder why in the world they thought they could prop up enough to get Hillary Clinton elected.
Well, I was glad to see she's not going to run for president. So.
Well, she said that, but then that doesn't really mean,
oh, okay.
You know, that she's not going to
change her mind.
You know, we had a subject going earlier when we were talking about the college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the college campuses have unfortunately gone so liberal in so many extremes, and you mentioned that after Hillary lost, all the things that they had to do in the college campus.
Oh, yeah, these young people. Well, first of all, we've raised a generation that everybody got a trophy for participating. Everybody, we worry about their feelings. We worry about this and that. You know, they're, what does Dr. Laura call them? I'm trying to think of the word she calls them. But anyway, snowflakes.
Yeah.
A generation of snowflakes. And so, you know, we have these folks, these young people that don't, well, what do you mean she didn't win? I voted. What do you mean she didn't win? I voted for her. So it was like this generation of folks that didn't understand that just because you vote doesn't mean your person wins. So all of these young people on these campuses didn't know what to do with those emotions. And so they put up these little tents where they were coloring, to help with their anxiety. And they had massages and they had counselors there they didn't know what to do. They couldn't go to class because they were so distraught.
Yes,
you know,
like,
this is the future. This is who's going to be taking care of me. You'll be gone by then.
That's scary.
My generation will be taking care of you.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
But this is the generation that's going to be taking care of me, is that they don't know what to do with their emotions when they don't win.
Well, and that's, you're absolutely right, because we've gone through this whole thing. And I don't know, are we starting to make a difference? I think, I'm big Trump girl. I think that, you know, during the election, he certainly was not the one that I supported. I was a Cruz person. I thought that Ted Cruz would make a great president, and I liked his constitutional background.
Right, right.
I liked all the things mm-hmm. about him. But when Donald Trump became our candidate, I fully supported him. And now that he's president, I can't think of anybody who could have done a better job in the circumstances we have. And I'm amazed that he has made such progress with absolutely everybody trying to stop him. Including the Republican Party and the deep state and the whole thing. I mean, it's amazing to me that the man has accomplished anything, and he's accomplished great things with so many odds against him. This whole, I think with the we were talking about the school scandal, and I think they were really delighted when he grounded the airplanes to get them off point and quit talking about the school scandal. Well, he'll figure out some way to maybe bring that back around so they can talk about that a little bit more and point out many of the other people.
Because mm-hmm.
again, I will say that I think there's some other stuff going around on email about some things that are in motion to kind of uncover some of this stuff that's going on, and I'm waiting for the group that's going to uncover all the scandals in the Obama administration and put them all in jail. Because they need to be there.
<That's true.
laughs> Well, I mean, we talk about trying to to lay something against Donald Trump where there's conspiracy, and we've got so much evidence against the Clintons and Hillary and selling uranium.
Oh, my gosh,
and,
for sure.
And we know that she bought that report that started the whole Mueller investigation. We know all that. We know about the gun running down in Mexico and the people that got killed. We know about Benghazi, and we've got all the proof that's all there. None of those people are in jail. And I know everybody gets, okay, well, it goes around, and, you know, they'll get theirs and all. I want more personal vendetta. I want to see them go to jail.
Well, I thought it was interesting, too. I mean, you know, when the Clintons were on their speaking tour, and then, like, they couldn't get people to show up. They were, like, trying to give away tickets. They were, like, hanging curtains to, like, cover up seats so it didn't look like it was so empty. So I don't think a lot of people want, you know, I think that's done. Like, their multi-million-dollar speaking tour
kind
and all of that.
I
think that they need to retire and go off into the sunset and be glad they're not in jail.
I think that. I really want them in jail.
Yeah.
I really want – I'm tired of this whole investigation of the Trump administration and nothing being done about all of that other. So I hope spring's eternal. I continue to hope that there is something out there that in fact, is going to happen. And they're going to take them on.
Well, and all the money we're spending as taxpayers for all of this is just
insane. The Congress needs to get to work and do their job. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm excited to tell you about a special broadcast I'm going to be doing on my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell. On May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, I have a special guest coming. Her name is Carrie Newcomer, and she's incredible. She's an American singer, songwriter, and author. She's produced 16 solo CDs and has received numerous awards for her music and related charitable activities. What's really important is that Carrie is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. She helped me survive the incredibly difficult journey of grief when my husband died. So I talked to Carrie, and she is coming on my show, and we're going to talk together about surviving grief through music. So please join us. on Saturday, May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to talk about grief and how you can survive.
And now, back to our show.
KCNR AM 1460 with Clark and Clark this morning.
And welcome back. That was kind of interesting. We're both talking here. I don't know what's going on. All right. Welcome back. It is Clark and Clark this morning. And so we've got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. And good morning, Nick.
Hey, chicks. What's shaking?
Good morning.
Nice to hear from you, Nick.
Hey, listen, I was just listening to you talk about Hillary, and you want her to just waltz off into the sunset and shut up. And then I think Trish wants her locked up.
Exactly.
You know, I'd like to see her locked up, too, and I have my doubts that's going to happen. What I'd like to see Trump do, if they're not going to prosecute her, is issue her a pardon. Because if she just waltzes off, 20 years from now, people won't even know the crimes she committed, and she'll have gotten away with it. I think that'd be great. Issue her a blanket pardon for all the crimes she committed.
That's documented, huh?
So, yeah. it gets documented.
Document what a dirty, rotten, low-down polecat coyote she and her husband were.
Well said. It just irritates me to death. I think probably because Americans died. We're not talking about some minor things that happened with the Clintons and during the Obama administration.
What are you calling minor? Their hit list or the other people that died?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that they're not minor offenses.
That's right.
These are major things. I mean, we had Americans who died as a result of the things that they did, and we want to sweep those under the rug and continue to spend millions of dollars to try to find something on the Trump administration. I don't understand why the American people are not flooding Washington, D.C. All of these investigations that this new Congress wants to do and spend their time and more money after 2 years of, or 3 years of this Mueller investigation, which obviously is going to find nothing, and that's why they're continuing now with, and they've as much as said, well, if it doesn't show anything, we're going to continue to look and one investigation or another. Why aren't we angry as Americans?
Because we've been manipulated and lied to by people like the Clintons and the Bushes.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
I wanted to bring to your attention, I heard the rumor that they're planning on putting Granny Greensburg on life support to deny Trump another Supreme Court. You know, we could have a monitor in the intensive care unit at the hospital. Oh, she's still alive.
Yeah, exactly. So she can, but she actually showed up in the court again.
Yeah, so, I heard that. I don't know. They probably wheeled chaired her in with somebody holding an IV.
Well, you know, I think that he's doing. I still am amazed, and as I said earlier, I am amazed that he's accomplished what he's accomplished with all of the opposition and every day, just constant negativity that's out there. And I'm enough of an optimist to believe that eventually people have got to start seeing, you know what? All these things that they've said, they just aren't, they can't be true, they can't prove them. People have got to finally figure that out.
Oh, they can prove them, they just don't want to. You know, something that's going on locally that people need to pay attention to is this citizen activated request for a 1 cent sales tax in the city of Reading. You know, this is kind of comical, the way that they've misspent our money and rewarded themselves with lavish salaries and pensions, and they don't have enough money to provide us services now. And the people really need to get involved and see through this. And, you know, what really leaves a sour taste in my mouth is how the county dropped out. I believe that if we had a dedicated tax, be it a half cent or a cent, dedicated to a jail, it would pass by two-thirds majority. I don't think we're going to get a simple majority on a general fund tax. And I'm disappointed that Chiminti decided not to go the route of a dedicated cat.
Right, because that one, we don't have a say over where it goes, right? If it's that.
Yeah, the right. set, the one that they're going for. And I was kind of surprised at that, too. I haven't had the discussion with Supervisor Comente as to why he bowed to the city of Reading. Perhaps not enough of the supervisors wanted to be a part of that. I don't know. I will tell you from, I don't live in the city of Reading, but I have to say that it appears to me, just my own personal opinion, that city council just can't get out of their own way. I mean, they come up with the, we're going to do this citizen-driven sales tax because there absolutely is no way we can come up with the money for law enforcement and jail, and we're going to do this, and the citizens are going to drive it. But then out of nowhere, they come up with the money for the soccer fields.
Well, you know.
I understand that the money for the soccer fields is one-time funds. It's not appropriate to spend one-time funds on ongoing expenses like salaries for officers and jail. The general public doesn't understand that, and what they see is a clear message that we don't have money for law enforcement and jails, but we got plenty of money for soccer fields that are out in the middle of nowhere that your kids can't even get to.
That's right. I was in favor of the soccer fields. Sometimes you got to spend a little money for the good of the community, and I think spending it on your kids is well worth it. But, you know, the other matrix to the sales tax now, when it's countywide, we have a lot larger conservative group voting. And when you collapse it down into the city, you know, the city of Reading's getting taken over by a bunch of conservatives, especially when you look at all the Bethelites, and then you look at all the city employees that will be voting for that tax, and now you've got the Chamber of Commerce. You know, it leaves a real sour taste in my mouth.
So you're saying that there's a lot of conservatives?
In the county, not in the city.
Well, okay, because you misspoke, because you said the city of Reading was being taken over by a bunch of conservatives.
I did not misspoke. You misunderstood.
I don't think so, Nick. Well, play that back.
I'm in an argumentative mood this morning,
Nick. Well, Trish,
misheard.
I think you made a great point, though. You know, a few months ago, Trish, we were talking about, you know, when the city of Anderson passed something for safety and police, it passed with the lower level of the 50% or whatever, but you said your community has more of an innate trust in your city council spend that money,
and they have
which you feel so comfortable with, where the city of Reading, we just don't have the confidence. And so that's the huge difference. We just don't have the confidence that we can put that money and have it go to what they say it's going to go to, and that's the huge difference.
Well, you're absolutely right.
And, you know, it isn't just the city council. This goes all the way back to the city council that hired Mike Warren. We haven't had a good city council since then, in my opinion.
Well, it's, you know, they're all nice people, but I when I heard that, and just in the context that I'm just listening, and I thought, man, they just can't get out of their own way. They come up with the talk about that. I'm convinced, as you are, Nick, and maybe I'm wrong, that if in fact it was sold right and dedicated, and you spell out to the people exactly where that money is going to go, and that there's no opportunity for it to be misused, I think that the citizens of Shasta County are interested enough in law enforcement and the system, because bottom line, I don't care how many soccer fields or all of these amenities that you build, if you're not safe to be there,
absolutely,
there's no good to it. And I think sold properly, you could pass that countywide. I don't think you're going to, I kind of agree with you that I think people are going to say, well, same old, same old.
Well, you know, they're running this safety meeting now, and I watched the last one online. I went to the first two. And it's just amazing how they are manipulating their charts and how they make each department look like they took a dime and stretched it into a quarter. But then this last one, they got into how many capital projects that must be done now. They need $4 million for a police radio system within a couple of years. They need another $500,000 for a roof on the City Hall, and that's just the ones that have to be done. So if they get this 1 cent sales tax, that's going to be eaten up by all that stuff. And people need to remember also that this is a city tax. The county is the one that produces the jail. And if we had a jail twice the size of what we have now, I don't believe we'd need more police. You start locking up those people that are causing the problems, and I think the police are doing a very good job if they just had some place to warehouse them.
Absolutely. It's like it's just like a turnstile. They go in, they get a citation, and they come right back out.
And they flip them off on the way out.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it is a system. It has to be balanced. We can't just come up with money for officers in the city of Reading without building up the rest of that system. The jail, the district attorney's office, the probation office, the courts. You've got to have enough courtrooms. You've got to have all of the people that it takes to man it, to have the whole system work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, every courtroom and every county building and every city building doesn't need to be a Taj Mahal.
No. The unfortunate part is that the state standards, you know, the court system now is a totally state system. The money that's going to be built for the new courthouse here is mandated and controlled by state laws. And with, boy, that's a whole nother ball of wax when you get into our new governor. And I think he's just enough to keep the mind whirling in a frenzy on any given day. Thanks for calling,
Nick.
If
you want a good ball of wax, get aboard the State of Jefferson movement. Go to SOJ51.org. I mean, it's warming up.
Well, and that is the only solution for us in Northern California. Thanks for calling, Dick. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on this after these messages.
Beautiful Thursday.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor.
And welcome back. This is the final segment of our Thursday show, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And it's been the Clark and Clark show
this
morning.
You haven't scared me too much yet today, Trish.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I haven't got into a subject you just don't want to talk about. We'll see what I can do here. No, you know what? I really would like to talk. I just want to point out some things because this has been a trying time for Shasta County for a lot of stuff going on in the last year with the car fire and then the storms that we've had, a huge snowstorm. And a lot of impact on the senior population, which you and I both are kind of involved with. And we have a really large senior population in Shasta County. And a lot of them have really been impacted by some of these things. I know when the snowstorm hit, I remember you were supposed to do a show with me, and I got this frantic, no, I'm out delivering people.
Well, it's funny because, you know, a lot of people are excited when there's a snow day. I am not. and I've learned this, you know, being in business 15 years, you know, there's been maybe three or four times that we've had, you know, kind of the city shut down by unexpected weather. And, you know, my caregivers can't get where they need, and my clients can't get the care they need. And so everybody else is like, yay, it's a snow day. My kids are home from school. They're showing on Facebook, you know, playing, you know, building a snowman. And in my world, you know, and the crazy thing is having just been through the fires, we're actually putting together more procedures with evacuations and what to do in emergencies with our clients. In this particular case with the snow, we have clients that we work 24 hours with that aren't ever left alone. And with those folks, we do 12-hour shifts, a 12-hour day shift, a 12-hour night shift. Well, not only could the day shift not get to the client, but the night shift person couldn't leave. So I had people on duty for 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And because they couldn't leave, and by the way, we would never leave if the person couldn't replace us. And legally we can't leave. But, you know, I had so many amazing caregivers. They did the overnight shift. They couldn't leave for the day shift. And then it was their night shift as scheduled. So they ended up staying.
And with the power outages,
it was horrible.
So many of our senior population who are now on different oxygen systems, they don't have the tanks available. So when the electricity goes out and there isn't some way to prop up those units, finding canisters or the bottles to get to people to get them on that.
That was a huge issue. And you know, when we had the car fire, you know, we were able to have some families evacuate their loved ones to safer places. In this scenario, families couldn't get to their loved ones, you know. And sometimes we had a couple people that we go see maybe 3 or 4 hours a day. Well, we couldn't get to them. Their phones were down. Their kids couldn't check on them, you know, I had a family, I had two caregivers' cars get trees on them. One client, the tree went through the window into the house. I mean, you know, so it was definitely really impactful. I mean, the two different scenarios affected my business, between the car fire and this one. But yeah, I mean, I think that I had a couple people that got generators for their parents now. You know, and luckily, we don't have these scenarios very often, but even like the life alert buttons, the emergency button, that has a backup battery in it, but that doesn't last for 4 or 5 days.
Right.
So now their button, that's not working for people. And so, I mean, it definitely brought up a lot more for families to think about moving forward.
Well, and at our fire meeting the other night, we had an update from our fire chief, the Anderson Fire Protection District, and he gave us an update on the new PG&E blackout rules that are coming up in the state of California and the things that are going to have to happen when they see storms coming or weather systems coming and areas where there's going to be automatic blackouts. that are going to have to take place, and that's going to be a big deal.
Because of the fires?
Because of the fires or impending weather incidents or what have you. And we have a phone call. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, ladies. Just kind of a little follow-up on the proposed increase in sales tax. And I understand the need for the funds and so forth and where it should be used, but we know it will not. But I just do not like the deception and the dishonesty that they market the sales tax increase. They market it at either a 1% or a 0.5% increase. It is not a 1% increase. It's a 13.8% increase in the amount of sales tax we pay. It's not 1 on 100. It's 1 on 7 1/4.
Correct.
Oh.
So it's not a 1% increase. It's a 13.8% increase in our sales tax.
Okay.
I see the difference.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they would market it honestly and let people know how it really works, I can understand it. But when I hear people that are in supportive of the tax, and you give me 5 minutes to sit down and talk to them, 100%, every one of them says, I will not vote for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds to the layman not like a big amount. So,
right. So I think we need city council and supervisors to know how to do math.
I guess I never thought about that. I remember in the city of Anderson when they sold that, and I quite frankly was surprised that it passed. I was in support of it because I had the faith and I knew the plan that they had for the police department. They'd laid it out very meticulously. The city of Anderson is run pretty efficiently, and they'd done all those tightening measures before they went to the people with it. And they had the Measure B that gave the advisement of this is what we want you to use it for. They weren't bound by that, and we knew that. But their track record has spoken well. The first year that sales tax was in effect, they over 50% of it was used, almost 80%, I think, that first year or two.
100% accurate. And ever since Anderson did their sales tax increase, and I see the results of how they're using that money, I will not buy anything in Reading. I pay sales tax. The greatest thing that ever happened to Walmart in Anderson.
There you go. Well, it's a much nicer place to shop than the one in Reading anyway. But.
Oh, the one in Reading's a dump. You go down to Anderson, the place is absolutely clean.
Yeah.
And every time I go in there, I at least try to track down a manager or assistant manager and just thank them for how they keep the store clean.
That's good to hear, Chris. And we encourage all that shopping in the South County. We like those sales tax dollars.
Hey, that's where I go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Chris. I appreciate your input. So, I mean, having been involved with all of this politics in Shasta County for a long time, it's kind of fun for me now to sit on the sidelines and just kibitz a bit and not be bound by it. And I certainly understand some of the issues that they face. I everything is not as crystal clear as we see it. As far as some of the issues that we face, the one-time funds, the impact of state and federal government on local communities, and the things that your elected board of supervisors and your elected city council really have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically at the county level, so much of their budget is mandated. You get the money after you spend it, and if you don't spend it the way the state and federal government tell you to, you don't
get
the money.
Right.
So the discretionary portion of the county budget is so slim of what they actually have control over. Pretty much the same in a lot of instances with the city, not to the same extent, but still a lot of their money is. And the union negotiations and the things that you can't just make an arbitrary decision to change. There are ways to address future employees to bring some of those PERS numbers down and that commitment, but it's not something that happens overnight, and you can't take money away from people that are retired that was guaranteed to them when they retired.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
can't come back and say, oh, well, now your medical's not going to be covered.
Right, right.
We're not going to give you any money, and now you're 10 years into retirement. Lots of strings on government in general. But one of the things that I think you constantly have to strive for is to build that confidence with your constituents, and I see that lacking.
Mm-hmm.
They can't seem to get out of their own way.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I don't know. But anyway, so final thoughts, wrap up the show?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to enjoy this beautiful day. I'll tell you that. It's gorgeous outside.
It is. It makes me want to go home. And boy, you know, I in my backyard, I have these beautiful camellias. They were planted when the house was first built in the 50s, and it's a whole wall against my back fence. And it is absolutely, I looked out there this morning, a sea of color, the pink and the red and the over the years, those bushes have kind of grown together.
They survived the snow, huh?
Well, I was out there beating it off and it broke a bunch of big branches off, but they look pretty good. And I've got where the red and the white have come together, and I've got these lovely candy striped camellias that on one branch you might have one pink flower and a red flower. It's really beautiful. That's nice. Looks out so there.
You're going to go enjoy that today.
I am going to go pick a nice bouquet and put it on my counter and enjoy that very much. So, hey, it's been great visiting with everybody here this morning. I always enjoy doing the show. And
it was unexpected today. We always just kind of roll with it.
Never know exactly who's going to show up in the studio, but we always welcome anybody who does. If you just want to stop by and join us, we're open for that.
Yeah, Carl's been very good about letting us know the guests that are coming, but there's been a few Thursdays that there's just people that just show up and we're just surprised.
And it's always fun to do anyway. We invite you always to be calling in and love doing the Thursday show. Want you to join every day at KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station. Thanks for joining us today.
Have a great day, everyone.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.